With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. This week we have a return guest.
Yay.
Lovely, lovely man.
Last time he was on the show, he almost dropped the N-word.
Oh, shit. Nah, you were telling a story, but it was fine. Luca Mola.
Jesus. I don't know myself.
You were telling the wedding story.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't almost drop the N-word at all.
I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
jeez.
Yeah.
But what an introduction.
There was a vibe. We were thinking it.
Yeah.
We were all thinking, is this the guy that... Thank you so much for being on the pod again.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
It's always a pleasure. We've been sharing a comedy festival venue, this mm-hmm. festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been lovely. Buddies. Yeah. I see Luca every single day.
Every day.
Except Wednesdays.
Except Wednesdays. And that Saturday that time.
Yeah, and that one Saturday we don't talk about. So that has been really lovely.
Yeah.
And
is
Luca,
he a good venue buddy?
He is delightful.
Aww.
Luca is really delightful. He's always out on time.
There was one time I ran late, but other than that.
It's fine.
She wasn't even going to mention it.
Yeah. I don't even remember it, to be honest. It was probably one of the days I had a breakdown. Yeah.
Nice.
So
nice.
I was running late too because I was in the disabled bathroom just crying.
Very cool.
Yeah. We don't need to go into that.
If you want to hear more about that, subscribe to our Patreon.
There you go.
Yeah, we just had a big sad stories.
Yeah, we just had a big chat about it.
Exactly. Yeah, but also Luca really just like lifts me up.
If I'm
having a bad day, he's like, "What's up, superstar? Let's go crush your show."
Yep.
And it's beautiful. Aww. It really is. Truly is. I also saw Luca's show.
She saw it.
Yep. Saw it, done it.
Can I just say, I would have seen it if I hadn't have been out of action for 2 weeks and then had to.
Well, you got four more nights.
Seems like
excuses. I don't, though.
Come on.
I have to work.
Come on.
I have to work most of them.
That's right. That is fine.
But it's a great show. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming.
Anytime. That Any I time? Can. No.
Tonight?
I need it.
Nah. But because you've been on the podcast before and we've done our traditional method of podcasting with you,
yeah.
we were thinking maybe this episode we could have like a specific kind of story situation.
Yeah, sure.
So I was thinking maybe we could each tell a story about how a particular alcohol has been ruined for us because of a specific instance.
Sure.
I'm into it.
How do we feel about that, guys?
I think you have to go first, but I think that I can come up with something.
I just found out about it minutes before we press record, and it'd be rude of me to say no.
It would be weird if you said yes, and then you're like, actually, nah.
We could have revealed this on the pod.
We have done that
to some other people.
Yeah.
So anyway, come up with something now.
You go first, though, Emily,
yes.
For sure.
Hello, it's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you.
Okay, so when I was younger, I was traditionally the like sculler at parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So like, I know, it's
so
surprising.
I'm so shocked.
At house parties, like one of the party tricks that people would call on at parties would be me sculling a beverage.
Fucking hell.
So it started with like cruises.
Yeah,
and then as
we got older.
What was your
preference?
I like guava.
Yeah, sure, of course you did.
And
good color.
Yeah, it's a good color. And was there like a lemon crunchy thing or something?
There was lemon Ruskies and stuff.
No, cruises, not Ruskies. Never Ruskies.
Really?
What, yellow cruises?
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah.
But I think
there must have been a lemon lime.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a lemon lime, which I I think
it would be a gross oversight if they didn't have a lemon base.
No, I'm pretty sure they did. Anyway, so it started with cruisers, and then we moved to Smirnoff Double Blacks.
Of course.
Because they're stronger, yes. They're more powerful, yeah. You feel
that
more
was my,
energized.
That was my pre-mix of choice, was the Smirnoff Double
Black. It was a real specific... I don't know if it's still a popular drink amongst, you know, teenagers.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
The real...
It's probably too expensive.
Real specific few years, yeah. Where people all sort of around our age, yep. Within, yeah. This 10-year block,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All about the Smirnoff Double Blacks.
Yes. And yep. So that was,
I was going to say, because there's almost 10 years between us.
Yeah.
But we're still like, yeah, I remember that.
And I'm sure they definitely still exist. Whether or not they're as popular at house parties is something we won't find out.
And I don't want to. I think it would be weird if I did find that out.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be, you'd just be like over a fence, like, what are y'all drinking?
Can you imagine drinking one of those?
No.
Now?
That's the thing, though. There was like a viscous to it. Like, it was like a thick... Yeah. It's like a thick...
Can I just say, as someone who's had to recently drink a lot of Hydrolite, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like water, so. But slightly
it's
thicker.
It's like cordial. You know when you make like SodaStream and you put
too much
of the
stuff.
Juice,
yes.
In it? It's like that. It was,
yes.
Thick and it like coats your,
yes.
Teeth.
Yep. And then, yeah, and you'd have like this like weird like Smirnoff Double Black like coating on,
yep,
your mouth.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so... Seriously, my party trick used to be like cracking open a cruiser or a Smirnoff Double Black and then just like downing it in like no time.
Wow.
Like people would stand around,
I've
and like
never been able to do that. Like skull anything, let alone.
I'm very good at it. People would stand around and they would count down and it would take me like less than 10 seconds.
Jeez.
And it was like insane, right? So, and the crowd would go wild.
Did you went to uni?
Yes.
Did you ever join like boat race teams?
No.
Really?
Yes.
But they could have used you.
Yeah, I know. But this is a talent that I want to keep under wraps.
Okay.
Says the person saying it on a podcast. But nonetheless, it was my good friend Michelle Smiths. That's her full name. So Smith, but it was her, okay, party.
Sure.
And she had it at her house and it was a pimps and hoes themed party.
Are you spoken,
yeah,
about this? On,
yeah,
the...
it's a very...
Also
from
that was a popular type of party for a while.
Yeah. Yep, so very specific time of...
Yeah. I saw from someone from my hometown... Through their Instagram story, I saw that one of those happened within about the last month or so.
No way.
Which blew me away.
That is crazy.
I don't
but
think
also,
that's correct.
Country towns. Mm. Yeah, it makes sense.
They don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, God. I did this trick one too many a time at this particular party.
Yeah.
And ever since then, Smirnoff Double Blacks can't do
Smirnoff Double
Blacks.
Fuck
themselves.
Yeah, right. I can't drink a lot of things. because I don't drink beer, I don't drink wine, I pretty much stick to like white spirits and cider. Those are my go-tos. But at a friend's 21st, I think it was a birthday present, because you know when you're 21 and 18 you get given alcohol for a lot of presents.
Yeah.
And so he got a massive bottle of Sambuca.
Like the long ones?
The very long, cool. Yeah. Huge. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't like aniseed. Like, licorice is literally my most hated food ever. Like, it makes me gag even just smelling it.
Do you like licorice?
I like it. It's one of those real divisive ones.
Yeah.
I and think it's like coriander in that there's some chemical compound
either.
That certain people just cannot,
yeah,
like,
well, maybe
tolerate.
Maybe it's the same one, because I can't eat coriander either because it tastes like soap.
So maybe
it's the same one. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like apathetic towards both.
Sure.
Like, I don't have any strong feelings.
Pretty decent spot to be in.
Which I think actually is weirder, though, because I think you're supposed to be...
either I love it or really, I hate it.
And
pick
I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But so he had the proper Sambuca, but he also had, like, the vanilla one,
yeah,
as well.
There was a whole collection of those,
yeah,
big, tall, thin bottles.
The big,
bottles.
Tall, thin bottles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Galliano as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there was Galliano. There was definitely that as well. And I... Yes, because we basically set up shot glasses of each one, and everyone had to do... each one of the flavors in a row of each shot, and whoever finished first won. What did they win? Nothing. Pride, probably. That's about it. So
that's very generous of the birthday boy.
Yeah, well, he was also really drunk, so. And right. I don't think he particularly liked any of them anyway. So, like, he was just given them, and he's like, well, right, what am I going to do? They're just going to sit on a shelf for,
right,
10 years, and then I throw them out or whatever.
Yeah.
So we all, like, got shots, and I think there was 4 shots in a row, each of a different flavor of thing. And from that moment on, I can't shot anything apart from tequila now.
Ugh.
Like, I cannot even smell any Galliano, the vanilla one, the Sambuca, anything without...
Did you spew or anything or what?
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Okay.
We all did. All of us.
Jesus Christ.
It was a nightmarish party.
God damn.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. There was five or six of us around a table doing it, and all of us spewed. Just on the ground. Didn't make it to bucket. We made it to like garden beds, maybe.
At least you're doing it together, I guess.
Yeah, it was a real bonding moment for all of us. We're still all friends to this day, which is actually true. We are all friends to this day, but still, they actually came to our podcast.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, two of them, the guys in the, there was two couples that came to our podcast, the dudes were in that group.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not about doing shots at all. I cannot tolerate it. Even tequila is probably one of the worst ones.
Yeah, same.
Well, I quite like the ritual of doing the salt and the lemon and the...
Yeah,
no.
I can't do it.
That's fair. No. It is an awful experience that I don't know why it exists. Like, why is that a thing that we do as humans?
Yeah, I went to a bar the other night with Blake... Freeman and Aidan Jones and Peter Jones, who have probably all been on this podcast at some point.
Taco hasn't. We should have Taco on.
Yeah. Get on there one day. Oops. I'm sure he's come up. Anyway, he's just also a comedian. But we went there and we just...
He's just also a comedian.
But we bought a bottle of wine, and for some reason, the lady behind the bar gave us all like a shot of whiskey as well. She just brought it over in the middle of our wines because she said she was bored. And we're like, okay, cool. We didn't have to pay for everything. But it wasn't in shot glasses. It was in like a normal glass.
Tumbler thing.
Yeah, but just, you know, no ice or anything. Mm-hmm. And so we all cheersed it as soon as we got it, but I didn't realize that everyone was about to shot it. And so we all cheersed, and then I had a sip, and they all shotted it, and were like, oh. And I was like, I'm in the clear here. I just got to sip on a nice whiskey for like 20 more minutes, and they're all like, just straight in.
Oh, yeah. Why is that the default?
I don't know. It's just not a part of my culture, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I guess.
Pimps and hoes, yes. Shotting, no.
I guess if you're given a free thing from a bartender, it usually is to shot.
It is usually to shot.
Like, yeah, I don't really, it's rare for a bartender to be like, here, have this nightcap. Like, you know?
That is true, yeah. But it's usually because they're doing shots as well. Did she drink as well?
No.
That's interesting.
It was a real quiet place. It was Chuckle Park. You know, that
yeah,
place?
I love yeah, that yeah. place.
And we went there because we wanted to get away from like comedy festival.
Absolutely.
Stuff. That's like, let's go somewhere where there'll be no one.
And that is where I went quite often last comedy festival. Yeah.
And there was no one else there, and it was so sick. And then we got given a free scotch as well.
That's great.
It was sick. I think the only two drinks that I've been turned off are, do you remember Wild Turkey American Honey? Do you remember that?
I mean, like, I can't drink bourbon or anything like that or any of those sort of dark spirits, but I know, yes.
I had a bottle of that.
oh, God.
Just one.
Where'd it go?
I bloody drank it!
Whoa!
I shotted it entirely. I sculled that bottle in less than 10 seconds.
Fucking hell.
You'd probably die.
10 seconds, yeah. There's that guy on YouTube who sculls, like, full bottles of vodka and stuff. Like,
really?
You know that crazy, like, sculling technique? I think there must be some science. He just does that. Yeah. And he like swirls it around before as well so that it has some vortex thing.
He literally drinks
it in like 10 seconds or
crazy.
Whatever.
Well, that's what... I think that's kind of the... When previous guest, Dilruk Jaisinghe, was still drinking, that's what he used to do to down... Like, because he did boat races and stuff at university. And he used to just like swirl it around and then just gone. And it was gone in like 2 seconds. Oh,
crazy.
Which I don't understand how that... Yeah. How?
Well, people have that, that thing where they have like no reflex or some shit.
I've got a real strong reflex.
Yeah, me too. Really bad. Yep.
But yeah, we had a game we would play with a bottle of American Honey and a bottle of Coke where there'd be two of you and you stand across from each other and have like a mouthful of the American Honey and then they'd pass you the Coke and you have a mouthful of that. So you're passing them back and forth.
Wow.
And you do that for as long as you can until one person eventually has to tap out
and go, absolutely
that's
not.
Crazy.
And then the person who lasted the longest gets to slap the other person in their face.
Of course. of course.
You know, real cool stuff. But we played a variation of that one time where there was four people and so we're just passing it around in a circle. So you have like a sip and then some Coke and then a sip and then a Coke. And we finished the whole bottle. So we had like, you know, in... over 3 or 4 minutes or something.
Oh my god.
Each had a quarter of a bottle of American Honey and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds...
I think I was like 16 or 17 or something at the time.
God.
And we always used to go the hardest when we're at my friend Scott's house because he lived way out in the bush and his neighbors were really far away. So he could be like as loud as he wanted.
Sure.
And this was the one time that his neighbors like intervened because he had a drum kit. Like, normally you sort of have it together enough to keep yourself off the drum kit, but imagine keeping, like, a 16-year-old who's just down a quarter of a bottle of bourbon or whatever. No,
that's insane. See,
that was my house when we were growing up, because we lived on the biggest property furthest away from neighbours, so my house was always the one where people would just be like, we can do whatever we want!
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did you spew that night?
I actually don't think I did, because I definitely got very drunk, but also it was more of a self-imposed ban. After that, we're all like, let's not do that game anymore, because it is delicious, and it's so easy to drink, so you can just like throw it down. But the other one was jelly shots, and this is like the worst.
God.
It was like the drunkest I ever was. Except my brother's 21st, so I must have been 17. And just so bad. Heaps of jelly shots going around. And like, they must have run out of cups when in the process of making them. So there was just a tray of jelly that people would have a little fork. And like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And just...
no regulation of how much you've had at all.
Funny.
And just getting so drunk. Blacking out. That was the only time I've ever blacked out.
Yeah, right.
I think I lost like 3 or 4 hours or something.
Jesus.
Waking up next to a little puddle of spew outside.
Yeah, yep,
and
yep.
then... my parents like were there sort of early in the night and then left us to party or whatever, but we're meeting up with them the next morning to have breakfast, and like my brother and his girlfriend were driving us to breakfast, and I was like, we gotta stop.
Oh,
and just like vomiting out the door of the car and then sitting at breakfast just like and I'll never no jelly shots ever
we
again.
we had jelly shots at New Year's.
They Very were cool. so potent.
Yeah, they were. Because I'd never made them before.
Oh, that was the other thing. Fuck, I can't believe I forgot this detail. So they were already quite strong, but then the tray of it, somebody poured a bottle of sherry over the top
my
of that.
Because
everyone, him and all his friends were like young and poor at the time.
Sure.
So everyone was drinking like those $7 sherries and whatever.
Yeah.
And someone was like, it's not strong enough, and poured that. So you'd get like a spoonful of jelly with also a little sherry topping.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Go on.
That is disgusting.
So disgusting.
Like, the combination as well as just, like, the vibe.
Yeah. All of it's
so
not
gross.
Okay.
Yeah. So gross.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I really like the idea of like a communal jelly shot, though. That's so cute.
All right, I'll do that next party.
Hoeing into it like a big cake.
Love that.
Yeah. Ooh, who wants to cut the jelly shot?
It's a bit Moorish, isn't it?
we had jelly shots at New Year's. I'd never made them before, and I just went by the recipe, and they were so strong.
Fucked up.
It was insane.
I assume the point of them is that it's meant to make it easier to consume alcohol.
Yeah.
But when they're so strong like that, it's even worse, because it's like a fucked texture, and then the taste
is
well.
Yeah. And you have to like chew it
so
you can swallow it. So you're like, oh, it's bad. It's so bad. Vicky had citrus flavored jelly with vodka.
Yeah.
So like the citrus
seems
flavor.
Seems like a good combo.
No.
It
was like.
The red ones were the ones that were okay.
Yeah. It was like tart with like.
Yeah, right.
Really sharp vodka. So
yeah.
It was like.
Well, I didn't expect the vodka to be so sharp.
It was really disgusting. But also I hate vodka. Like vodka's a yuck spirit.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's such a nothing spirit though.
But it just tastes like ethanol.
I feel like it has such a. I don't know what the word is, but just such a long spectrum. Like
there
are a few nice vodkas, but on the way to those, there's so many bad.
But I will my go-to drink. Well, is cider, but my go-to drink is vodka sodas.
Yeah.
Like it's just so easy to drink.
Put it this way: I was at a wedding once, and spirits weren't free.
Yeah,
and I had befriended like a cousin of. The cousin or whatever, like someone I didn't know, but was at this wedding of my family member.
Yeah.
And I had befriended her and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we were hanging out all night. And then it came a time where they were like getting onto the spirits.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, look, we'll buy you a vodka vodka soda. Or maybe it was even a vodka lemonade. And I was like, sure, because I don't want to pay for it. I'll definitely take whatever she's drinking.
Yep.
And I took a sip of the vodka lemonade and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it if it's just in a nice, vodka soda or a lemonade or something. Yeah. Sure.
You can't taste it.
Nah. Yeah. I honestly think that gin's ruined me. Because going back to vodka after you drink gin is like literally burning your eyeballs out.
See, I can't get around like, literally gin at all. I can't do gin in the least.
Really?
Yeah, something about it just has a real... I think I have a negative association with that as well. So we were bought it when we were like 16 or something, or someone bought it for us. And I thought, because I'd heard about gin and tonics and they're so popular and gin's such a cool guy drink. And then we were shotting it and stuff and it's like, oh, this is fucked.
Yeah, you shouldn't really shot
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not at all.
It's not a shotting drink.
Certainly not.
I mean, I have definitely shot gin.
Yeah.
Because like, whatever, I'm a badass. But yeah, I probably wouldn't start by shotting gin because that's
yeah,
not
absolutely. Well, I mean,
you
it was the wrong
start by shotting anything, to be honest.
All right, Mom.
If it's like, those are the only two shots I think I could still do. Jägermeister and
no.
What's that one that everyone always does at Festival Club?
Fireball.
Yeah.
I can do Fireball and Patron. Patron. It's like it's coffee flavored.
Oh, well, yeah. I can't do that. That's why I've never had that one then.
It's tequila, it's but it doesn't taste like tequila.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't
it's
like
coffee.
Coffee
flavored tequila. Delicious. Love it. It's like it's like a what rap
yeah.
people talk about because it's like
yeah fancy. I've definitely heard the name before yeah. I thought it was a type
cool
of wine
bottle.
I just assumed it was a
I had cool one bottle. Of them at the massive. Cass after my cousin's wedding
very yeah. cool
right.
My mom bought it for me
yeah fair enough. fine all right I really thought it was like a type of champagne or something like that because rappers always talk about it and I was like oh yeah it's like Dom Perignon or something like that right same sort of thing no
okay. It was always such a thrill learning what like references from rap and stuff yeah are. I remember yeah. Patron when I learned what that was and when I learned what Dom Perignon was
yeah
and what's another Hennessy
yeah, yeah.
That's such a like dumb drink.
Yeah.
It's wild that that has caught on. It's so popular amongst rappers because
I think it's a brandy right
it's brandy liqueur
yeah.
I think
yeah that's weird. I think
but it is expensive, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
or,
it
yeah
is.
Well, that's yeah. that's the point, right?
Yeah.
That it's expensive.
I don't think they care what it tastes like. They're just like, what's
yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Hennessy? All right.
It's so much money.
Henny on ice. Love that. Have you ever had it? I haven't.
I've definitely not.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Can't
we don't
afford
have
that
the,
shit.
Yeah, we don't have the paid wage of Drake.
Yeah, that was the most common. When I used to work at a bottle shop, that was like the funniest thing that people would buy because it was only ever like 18-year-old guys who were trying to be the cool dude.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
just been listening to He's a Kanye or whatever. it's like that drink sucks, man. And it's, you're spending so much money.
It's
like
so much money.
I think it's like 70 or 80 bucks for a bottle of it. It's
yeah.
like, yeah.
No good.
And it's, yeah,
I think the, the most popular thing that I sold when I worked at a bottle shop was long necks of VB.
Yeah.
That as well.
That
yeah.
was definitely
yeah.
the
long
most popular.
Long necks are massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I also worked
often,
across.
But it was the funniest yeah. purchase.
It'd be a Saturday night at 3 or a Saturday Arvo 3 p.m. They go to a house party and
absolutely.
Be like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm
well,
the
we,
coolest
I worked
kid.
Across, like, it was a bottle attached to a Safeway Woolworths that was across the road from a beach. So all of the old dudes that were like were 100% alcoholics would come in and buy a couple of long necks and go across and sit on the beach at like 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Real sick.
The
yeah.
Serenity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just, oh,
and
God.
Tradies buying longies at, like, you know, tradie knockoffs.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, 2:30.
So. It's like, you're going to drink that in the car on the way home.
Yep. 100%.
Shit. That's
Australia,
just your roadie.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
your actual. You have drinks at home.
Yeah, because they've already bought, like, 4 slabs.
I was
going to
say, we've got
over.
A slab. It's yeah. fine. I'm just, this is just for.
Here
this
to
is,
there.
Yeah, this is just a traveler.
You've got to get yourself home, you know? Couldn't possibly make it.
Far out.
Did you have any wild things happen when you were at the bottle shop?
Yeah, I was held up at knife point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Wild.
That is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a good area.
Where was this?
Seaford, which is near Frankston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, one, not, and then, but that was like it was real shit and awful and everything like that, but there's no funny story to go with this.
Well, I am sorry.
The funniest story was not in the bottle-o was just when I was in charge of, like, I was supervisor on the checkouts one night, and this lady came in and just started throwing oranges at everyone.
Great.
She just was like, she got upset at her checkout chick for whatever reason and just started throwing oranges at her and then turned around. And I was like, what are you doing? And she started throwing them, turned around, started throwing them at me as well.
That's a waste of good oranges.
I know. It was a lot to deal with.
And then did she just leave once she was out of oranges?
Yeah,
or what?
Pretty much. Well, she got escorted out because like
you can't throw oranges.
Yeah, I called a service 100, which if you ever hear that, that means some serious shit's going down. and like, you know, everyone, all the grocery boys and all the managers come running if they hear a service 100. So she just kind of saw that and she was like, well, time to leave now. And
just like, did you have to make an incident report?
Yes, absolutely.
You have to make an incident report for oranges? Everything. When
literally
you
everything.
Places.
Oh, yeah, so many incident reports.
What's the craziest thing that happened when you worked there, Luca?
So much theft. People stealing constantly.
All the time.
And real balls out. Like, because I worked at one in Bulleen, but you'd sort of, if there were shifts going at nearby places, you could pick those up as well. And I remember at the one in Heidelberg, there was a guy who would just come and grab stuff and like look at you as he walked out. And he'd like, go like, and it's like, because the rule is you can't stop them or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they don't have insurance for it or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yep,
and so he'd just be like, hey, I'm taking this and like grab a bottle of like Bundy or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No, you can't.
And it would happen constantly. Like almost every time that I worked there, he would do it.
Why couldn't you?
Well, because like if you go after them and then you touch them, they have the ability to be like, he's done something to me, and then they sue you.
Yeah.
It's the same, like if you get a bag check. The person who's checking your bag is technically not allowed to touch that bag because after that you can just say, well, they put it in there and they touched
it. Yeah, yeah. That's why you have to show it to them or whatever.
Yeah. Right. And you just have to look and be like, can you move the thing around so I can see? Because you're not allowed to touch the bag.
Mm. But if you see them walking out with it.
People will try. Sometimes people will say something or try and like stand in the way or whatever. But when it comes down to it, you're not meant to touch them.
You can't do
anything.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of people know that rule. So they'll just walk in and do it. Like,
yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like you can have, you know, you like obviously report it to your manager. They'll look at CCTV. If the guy comes back, maybe, but you can't really do anything. Like they can give a police report, but eh.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, hot tip for everyone out there.
Yeah. But probably the weirdest one was because we were next to a Coles, and so the Coles like back room was our back room as well.
Yeah.
So to get the extra stock, you had to like take one of those big tall trolley things and take it through Coles into the back room and fill it up and then bring it back. And I did that one time, and it was all stacked full of stuff, real high. And so I was like taking it off, and I sort of accidentally knocked it, and one fell off the other side to where I was from, like where I was standing, if that makes sense. And there was only one lady in the shop at the time, and I knew that she was like way over near the counter, but I sort of like went around there and like started cleaning it up and stuff. And then all of a sudden she's behind me and she's like, oh, it hit me in the head.
Oh,
and I was like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. I just have to go and look at the footage.
Yeah. And so I was talking to her for a while, and then eventually the manager came back from her break and she's like, what's going on? I was like, oh, this lady, she thinks it hit her in the head, but I'm pretty sure it didn't. And so we watched the footage and it clearly didn't. And then the lady was just like, no, you fixed the footage. And then eventually she just left.
Yeah, of course.
That's insane.
But yeah, trying to like insurance fraud us or whatever.
Totally. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to do hypothetically?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I will like to do my section. Okay.
Yeah.
Vicky just gave Em a nod and she was really thrown for a loop.
Yeah. I don't really know what that
particular nod is for. Well, because normally you look at me and you're like, is it time? And I was like, yeah,
I was just
time.
Looking at you for, you know.
To connect.
Yeah. For friendship.
All right, fine.
Okay, Luca Muller.
Yes.
It is the time that we like to call hypothetically yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is where I ask you a hypothetical question based on our chats today.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you rather
have
to do one jelly shot every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, boy.
Or every time...
She definitely had one.
Sort of half of the equation.
Do a jelly shot every day,
mm-hmm.
or every time you drop something, that old lady comes out of nowhere and is like, you dropped that on my head.
And does it do like, does anything ever come of that? Or no, I just have to deal with her being annoying for a little while.
Yeah.
So every time I drop anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So I drop my phone at home, she's there.
Yes. Great.
I would definitely do a jelly shot every day.
Really? Okay.
She was that annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it would be pretty uncomfortable, like, if you're at a movie or whatever and you drop your phone or, like,
a piece of popcorn.
Just explaining
literally
that to
a piece
of people. Yeah.
Look, I was on this podcast and they said, blah, 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 so now I have to do that.
Yeah, she'd show up at the end of my show every night after I dropped the mic and she'd be
nice.
Doing a jelly shot every day would be so funny as well. It's such a funny alcoholic to be. Like, go home, sit in my chair, stare out the window, have a little shot of jelly.
You'd be really good at the tongue motion as well. Yeah, like, yeah. You'd get so good at that.
I mean, it's good practice.
Exactly. Your girlfriend's like, no, this is good. This is the best kind of alcoholic to be. All right. One final question, but you've been a guest before, so you've already answered the Spider-Man question.
Yes.
So,
what did I say?
Who knows?
I think it's just, do you like Spider-Man, right?
What are your thoughts?
What do I thought? Yeah, I would have said I'm on board.
Yeah, sure. we had Peter Jones on again, and he said that Spider-Man 3 was the best Spider-Man movie.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
He said the dance scene down the road was actually very funny.
I mean, it is funny. He's not wrong.
Yeah. No, he's not wrong about that.
What your parameters for best are.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from the movie?
I mean, true.
Yeah.
All right, so no Spider-Man. So what are your thoughts on Captain Marvel?
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it?
No. Very sorry.
No, that's okay.
I wanted to see it, but Rosie, my girlfriend, she didn't want to see it, so...
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't want to see it?
She didn't want to. She wasn't interested.
You could go by yourself.
It's true, okay. I could.
So you don't have to...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but you could. Or with someone else, even if you wanted to. I could arrange that lady to come if you drop your phone.
I definitely will see, because I obviously want to see the new Avengers next week when that comes out.
Yes.
Oh, so God, I'm going to see,
I'm gonna have to see it before then.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have so much free time as of Sunday
Monday
night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You have any hour of the day you can go see Captain Marvel.
Oh, God. I'm so excited for Monday. Or maybe Tuesday, because hopefully I'll be hungover a bit on Monday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I've not gone out at all this festival.
I'm really hopeful that I'll be really hanging.
Well, I went out probably for the... I've been staying out late, but not drinking. But then I did drink a couple nights ago.
And yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'm glad I didn't do this many times.
Yeah.
Like, it was sick, but I'm glad I saved it for the last week.
Is that when we met each other on the tram?
Yeah, the next morning. Yeah.
See, because I was like, I felt like death as well.
Great.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect time to be alive.
Well, thanks for joining us, Lisa Marlon.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.